Let's take a closer look at the painting Garden and Estate by Cassandra Lau, a work that intricately encompasses a tapestry of urban life through elements and principles of art. As we delve into this analysis, it's important to start with a careful observation of the visual components without rushing to interpret their significance. This painting invites viewers to examine its layers, both literally and metaphorically, and understand the intricate dynamics at play. One of the most striking features of this artwork is the use of line. The painter employs a variety of lines, predominantly straight, geometric lines that form the bordering edges of the buildings. These lines structure the painting, guiding the viewer's eye from one element to another in a systematic manner. Notice how the vertical lines of the building facades create a sense of height and majesty, while the horizontal lines of balconies offer visual stability. As you observe, do you feel that these lines evoke a sense of order or perhaps rigidity? The combination of these lines effectively structures the composition, creating a visual rhythm that reflects the organized chaos commonly found in urban environments. Next, consider the shapes that populate the canvas. The painting is dominated by geometric shapes, squares and rectangles primarily, reflecting the utilitarian nature of housing estates. These shapes are juxtaposed with organic elements, such as the greenery found on balconies. This contrast highlights the interaction between natural and man-made forms, pointing to the coexistence of life within a rigid structure. As we look closer, how do these shapes interact with one another? The deliberate arrangement of both geometric and organic forms suggests complexity and a layered narrative, perhaps hinting at the lives lived within these walls. Now, let's explore the color palette employed by Lau. The painting showcases a mix of subdued pastels, soft greens, muted beiges, and vibrant yellows. The warmth of the yellows juxtaposed with cooler greens creates emotional complexity. This color scheme invites viewers to feel both the vibrancy and often somber realities of urban living. Many people find that color can evoke specific feelings. In this case, the colors might elicit nostalgia or a yearning for connection. The use of color theory here, particularly the complementary interactions, enhances the emotional depth, further drawing us into the sense of community represented in the painting. As you take in the colors, what feelings or memories do they provoke for you? Texture is another essential element of this work. The surface quality of the painting appears both smooth and rugged, reflecting the contrasting realities of city life. The thick application of paint gives volume and presence to the buildings and the growth of plants, making the imagery come alive. Some viewers may feel that Lau's textured brushstrokes add a tactile dimension that enhances the overall experience of the painting. How might the texture influence the way you perceive the story of these buildings? It adds layers of meaning, suggesting both hardship and resilience. Turning to the principles of design, let's begin with balance. In Garden and Estate, we observe a kind of asymmetrical balance that contributes to the overall vibrancy of the composition. The layering of different housing estates creates a visual weight that is artfully distributed throughout the piece. This sense of balance prevents the artwork from appearing chaotic, allowing it instead to convey a sense of bustling life. How does this balance affect the way you perceive the energy of the scene? It invites a thoughtful exploration of the societal structures that occupy these spaces. Next, let's examine harmony within the painting. The recurring colors, shapes, and themes unify the piece, creating a cohesive statement about urban living. The way Lau incorporates tranquil greenery alongside stark building facades fosters a sense of connection between the inhabitants of these spaces and their environment. This unity may lead viewers to ponder the ways nature integrates into city life. As you consider the artwork, what thoughts arise about the relationship between the built environment and the natural world? Contrast also plays a significant role in this painting. The interplay between light and shadow, smooth and textured surfaces, and vibrant and subdued colors builds visual interest and guides the viewer's focus. For instance, the bright yellows of the building facades juxtaposed with the shadows cast by the overhanging balconies compel our attention. This contrast can represent the dichotomy of urban life, how it offers both challenges and opportunities. What might these contrasts suggest about the day's rhythm, or the duality of public versus private life? Finally, we should look at the emphasis in Garden and Estate. Lau skillfully leads the viewer's gaze to specific focal points, like the greenery adorning the balconies and the glimpses of life peeking through windows. This emphasis draws attention to the humanity residing within these structures, reminding us that behind every facade is a story waiting to be told. As you absorb the details, what parts do you find yourself drawn to? The smaller, intimate details of lives lived often hold as much significance as the grand architectural forms. Now, let's integrate our observations of the elements and principles. Lao's masterful blend of line, shape, color, texture, balance, harmony, contrast, and emphasis works together to create a rich narrative that captures the essence of urban life. Each component serves to enhance our understanding of the complexities inherent in communal living. The lines structure our view, while the shapes and colors evoke emotions and memories. The contrasting textures render the painting both visually appealing and thought-provoking, inviting viewers to consider their own experiences within similar settings. Taking all of this into account, the overall impact of Garden and Estate resonates on multiple levels. Lao's combination of artistic elements and principles creates a layered storytelling experience that reflects the intricate relationships people have with their environments. The asymmetrical balance and harmonious color palette render the chaotic beauty of city life, while the contrasts provoke reflection on both the vibrancy and somber realities of such spaces. As we conclude our visual journey, consider how the thoughtful integration of these elements reveals the artist's intent and your own experience as a viewer. The painting not only portrays housing estates but also engages us in a dialogue about belonging, identity, and the narratives embedded within these structures. It challenges us to think critically about what it means to coexist within a community and how our living environments shape who we are. What emotions or thoughts linger with you as you contemplate Garden and Estate? How might this reflection influence the way you view your own surroundings or inspire you to think more deeply about the places we call home?